One of the most poignant images to emerge from the Beirut blast has been a photo of several firefighters trying to pry open the door of the warehouse where the ammonium nitrate that caused this explosion was stored. When they responded to that fire, they didn't know about the deadly material. All are missing, presumed dead. 26-year-old volunteer firefighter Shabil Salameh also went to the scene, working for 30 hours straight. He's been speaking to Barbara Miller.
Me and my team, for the past 8 years, we've been firefighters for 8 years. We've seen so many things. We've seen so many victims, but the scale of what you see is out of the world. Like, we have a saying in Lebanon that says, "الحكي مش مثل الشوفي." That means no matter how much you say, you speak, it's nothing compared to what you see. You have to see it to understand.
Did you feel safe working there?
Personally, I did not feel safe at all. First of all, the air was filled with ammonium nitrate dust. And in the harbor, we needed more PPE, but we didn't have personal protective equipment enough. We didn't have enough. So we just had dust masks, or some lucky fellows had a few filter masks. But in Ashrafieh inside, it wasn't safe at all. For several reasons. First of all, we were too scared to leave our vehicles because of, you never know, there may be thugs. So you can't leave your car there because you never know what will happen. This is something. The second thing is, even if you're walking on the street, any building could collapse. And some building did collapse 10, 15, 20 hours after the explosions. Some walls collapsed, some balconies, like there was falling objects from all around. So this was a very, very, very tricky part of the whole mission.
Give me a sense of how many people you found and what condition.
Honestly, there were obviously no electricity, so it was pitch black. And most of people evacuated. The people that could have evacuated, they did. But some people refused to leave. They decided to stay simply because there were no doors, no windows. Nothing was left. Their whole houses were completely open. And there was a fear that their houses will be stolen. So they decided to stay. We were looking inside several buildings. We found some elderly people that had medium injuries, like dislocated hips or some glass injuries, deep cuts. Someone had his ear not blown off, but severely damaged. Another team found several people that died in their houses from hitting their heads because of the blast.
And at what point did you hear that a team of first responders had been killed?
Those teams of first responders, they belonged to the Beirut Fire Brigade. They were dispatched to a fire, and they thought it was a normal fire, and it looked like a normal fire, like a normal warehouse fire that we happen to see once every 2 weeks in the country. And we all work in the same fires, but in a span of 3 minutes, everything went crazy, and we, 8 of them are still missing. We found a few pieces of their fire suits, their breathing apparatuses, but the guys themselves, they are still missing.
Does it make you angry to think about them, or are you just dealing with the sadness of knowing that those lives have very probably been lost?
Honestly, there's like a hurricane of emotions. The constant thought is that, okay, it could be me. It could have been part of my team. It could have been my friends. And what saddens me the most is that they were dispatched to a fire that seemed to be something very normal. But they weren't given any information telling them that there's 2,750 tons of ammonium nitrate. 2,750 tons.
They had no chance.
They had no idea it was there. If we had any idea, we would have evacuated the city. It feels like a very bad dream, like something out of a movie. And It's real life.
Beirut firefighter Shabil Salameh speaking to Barbara Miller.